Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 30th. Great racing day across the country. We're going to take a look at races from Woodbine, Belmont, Monmouth. Just some great races on a Saturday. And don't forget, you can get the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, every week at mwager.com. Sponsors of the blog and the podcast, go to mwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's Key Races and Bets blog. Starting out on Saturday the 30th with race 6 at Woodbine, the King Edward Stakes. It's Queen's Plate Day, lots of great stakes. We're going to start with the 6th. I picked a couple that are really playable, hopefully profitable as well. The King Edward, post time of 2:53 Eastern. And the top pick here is Caribou Club, who won the similar Grade 2 Connaught Cup on the Woodbine turf on June 2nd. The only real difference between the Connaught Cup and this King Edward is this race is a furlong further, but they're both one turn. In the Connaught Cup, Caribou Club beat Tower of Texas by a length and a half, with Conquest Panthera another head back in third. Considering Tower of Texas had no excuse for not being able to beat Caribou Club. And by the way, Caribou Club was 8-1 that day and Tower of Texas 3-1. Not that big a difference. Considering that, it's really a joke that Tower of Texas opens at 2-1 as the favorite while Caribou Club opens at 6-1. Hopefully it's a joke we can laugh at all the way to the bank, because Caribou Club won 100,000 stakes at Laurel at this mile turf trip prior to that, and this will be his third start off the layoff off in a key race in a horse's form cycle, so he's on a pattern to run another A effort, good enough to win, making him a solid key bet on the Key Races and Bets podcast and blog. In the King Edward, race 6 at Woodbine, post 2:53 Eastern, Caribou Club's win bet at 2-1 or better. We're going to bet Caribou Club over Tower of Texas, First Premio, Conquest Panthera, and Delta Prince. I'll say it again. Caribou Club over Tower of Texas, First Premio, Conquest Panthera, and Delta Prince. And we'll reverse that exacta the other way around for a smaller amount, which is Tower of Texas, First Premio, Conquest Panthera, and Delta Prince over Caribou Club. Moving down the East Coast a bit. To Belmont for race 4, the Perfect Sting Stakes, post time 3:09. And whereas the King Edward was a key bet on Caribou Club, the Perfect Sting is a key betting race because all 7 can win and some will offer some really good odds. So we're going to use that premise to start with a pair here, Princess Gibraltar and Feeling Bossy. Princess Gibraltar came aboard from France last summer, ran only so-so in 2 races, finishing 3rd and 4th. Then was given 6 months off and returned on April 6th in Florida. She was a new horse, more like the one that won 3 of 9 in France and Germany. Rallying from 7th of 8 in that April 6th race, Princess Gibraltar made the lead in the stretch, idled and almost lost the lead, but fought gamely to win by a nose at the end. Given another 2.5 months off, good trainer Christophe Clement has been working her on the Saratoga grass, and with improvement off that race, very likely, and the 102 Echo Base speed figure, which is only a bit shy of the 107 the favorite La Sardine earned winning a Grade 3, Princess Gibraltar can post the upset. The other horse to look at here at a price is Feeling Bossy, and she seems to be placed very well. She had been racing mostly in allowance and New York Bred Stakes Company until trainer Jerkins dropped her into an allowance optional claimer last October. She was 6 or 14 at the time, and as such, good trainer service snapped her right up. After a 7-month break, Feeling Bossy resurfaced in a state bred stakes, the Mount Vernon, led from start to finish. Some people are going to discount her chances here because she held on by a neck, but the fact she barely held on after leading by a couple lengths in the stretch doesn't concern me, because she wasn't likely 100% fit after that time off. Not only is she 5 for 9 on the Belmont grass, she loves to win, 7 for 16 overall. And she's a win type. From my mind, that means lots of wins, no seconds, no thirds. She should improve second off the layoff. She has the ability to win leading from the start or to come from off the pace. And Service has won a third of his races this year, and better still, he's 14 for 28 at Belmont. Feeling Bossy is very playable, opening at 6-1. In the Perfect Sting, race 4 at Belmont, post time 3:09. Win bets on Princess Gibraltar and Feeling Bossy at 3-1 or more. Instead of a place bet here, I think we could play an exact, even for a buck, of all over Princess Gibraltar and Feeling Bossy. It's just a $12 bet. You probably get a better return than the place bet. Going down to Monmouth for race 9, the Eatontown, 4:55 p.m. Eastern post. And Lift Up is a best bet here, a key bet on the day, as she appears to be a star on the rise in the Filly and Mare Turf Division. Her first three starts were on dirt and consisted of a pair of okay runner-up efforts, but when her feet touched the sod for the first time in the spring of 2017, she reeled off three straight wins. Last fall, she tried all weather and ran poorly, but took some time off, came back in May back on turf, 7.5 months off, and she won that race and another one since, so she's 2 for 2 in 2018. The most recent race on the Monmouth grass, very likely a prep for this race. The 110 Equibase figure Lift Up earned in that race, the Miss Liberty, is likely to be improved upon. Third off a layoff, love the form cycle. And as it is already the second best last race figure in the field, right behind the 114 Dreamawhile earned when third in the Distaff Turf Mile and Derby weekend, any improvement is good enough for Lift Up to earn her first graded stakes win here. In the ninth at Monmouth Eatontown, post time 4:55. Lift Up is a key bet to win, 8-5 or better. Going to play Lift Up and Exact is over. Alicia's World, Special Event, Dreamawhile, and Aviva Vegas. Again, Lift Up over. Alicia's World, Special Event, Dreamawhile, and Aviva Vegas. Play that for 2 units. A unit is whatever you usually bet. So if you bet $2 Exact, just make it 4. And then for half that amount, turn around and play the opposite, which is going to be Alicia's World, Special Event, Dreamawhile, and Aviva Vegas over Lift Up. Better than a place bet. Moving on to the big race on the Woodbine card, race 10. At Woodbine, the Queen's Plate Stakes, post time 5:36. And when you have a 16-horse field, even though this is a basically a Canada-bred, state-bred, Ontario-bred, whatever you want to call it, restricted race, it's going to be playable. And there's a couple of horses here we're going to play as an uncoupled entry, and that is Strike Me Down and Say the Word. Gray Emotion and owner-breeder Samson Farm have a pair in here in these two, Strike Me Down and Say the Word, who open at 10-1 and 21 respectively. And because of the 16-horse field, this is a very good betting race. Strike Me Now and gets the services of Jose Ortiz. He's doing fantastic on the year, leading the country in wins and earnings overall. And every right to post the upset here off a fine runner-up effort in a stakes on turf at Monmouth, in which he stalked in third before rallying to lead by 2, then settling for 2nd. That was his 2nd off a 7-month layoff, and the first was a win at Woodbine on the all-weather. So I suspect they were looking at this race all along and wanted to find a race to keep him in good shape. That was his 2nd start off 7 months off, as I said, and he should have no problem with the 10 furlong trip as a son of Tappet. And also, he's a half-brother to a horse named Golden Saber, who won the Durham Cup at Woodbine for the same owner and trainer, Motion and Samson. So he fits on all accounts at a really big price here. The stablemate, Say the Word, also has to be bet. Treat him like an entry. He gets a leading jockey in Rafael Hernandez, who rode him last month in his first start around 2 turns on the all-weather. And when a leading jockey wants to ride a horse back, especially in a million-dollar race, take note. Prior to that, Say the Word won easily by nearly 5 at 1 3/16 on the grass. So this extra 16th isn't going to be an issue. Considering his last two efforts earned 92 and 93 Equibase figures, pretty close to the 97 Dixie Moon and Telekinesis, 2 of the 3 favorites earned in their last 2 starts. Say the Word has a really good shot and should run much better than these odds suggest. The other 2 contenders in the Queen's Plate are Dixie Moon, winner of the Woodbine Oaks 3 weeks ago, and the Morning Line favorite Telekinesis, winner of the Plate Trial on the same date. Philly's done very well in this race recently, and Dixie Moon earned a 97 figure in the Oaks on the same day as Telekinesis earned a 97 figure in the Plate Trial. Both have to be used on any tickets we play involving the race. Additionally, for Exact is mostly in 2nd, but I'm going to come up with a bet because it's so playable in a 16-horse field here. The 2 others are Wonder Godot and Rose's Vision. Wonder Godot got beat ahead by Dixie Moon, so if we like Dixie Moon, we got to write Wonder Godot. And Telekinesis was Rose's vision was second to telekinesis in the plate trial, so they both have to be used. In the Queen's Plate, race 10 at Woodmine, post 536, bet. Strike me down and say the word both to win in place, 7-2 or higher. Consider a win bet on Dixie Moon at 7-2 or more, and you can always use a dutching tool to help you allocate your bets, like the one for free found at amwager.com. In a 16-horse field, we can definitely play a big exacta box here, similar to what I like to do in the Derby. I'm going to play a 6-horse exacta box here and just hope the two favorites don't run 1-2. In the exacta, I'm going to box, strike me down, say the word, Dixie Moon, Telekinesis, Wonder Godot, and Rose's Vision. And what's cool is Woodbine has a 20-cent trifecta, so you can take a shot because the cost of a 6-horse trifecta box for 20 cents is only $24, and it could pay in the hundreds. 6-horse trifecta box, same six, strike me down, say the word, Dixie Moon, Telekinesis, Wonder Godot, and Rose's Vision. We're going to finish off with United Nations Stakes, and because this is the Equibase race of the week, I invite you to go to Equibase.com and check it out, or on the Key Races blog as well. There's a link. The analysis of that race is at Equibase.com under the weekly race analysis, but the bets aren't, so let me go over the bets here. In the United Nations race, 11 at Monmouth, post 601. The bets are Vittori Kin to win at 2-1 or higher, and also Kurilov at 3-1 or more. Dual win bets called for here. Exact is Vittori Kin and Kurilov over. Vittori Kin, Kurilov, Fantastic, One Go, All Go, Profiteer, Money Multiplier, and Oscar Nominated. I'll say it again. Vittori Kin and Kurilov over. Vittori Kin, Kurilov, Fantastic, One Go, All Go, Profiteer, Money Multiplier, and Oscar Nominated. Again, it's a two-unit bet. Turn it around for a buck. Play Vittori Kin and Kurilov in second. And that is the Key Races and Bets blog for Saturday the 30th. I hope you liked it. Don't forget, you can get the written version at amwager.com. And good luck. Thanks for listening.